I'm Eric Whitney with Montana News. In the ongoing debate over budget problems at the University of Montana, at least one faculty member has suggested that state government could be doing more to help the school. Late last month, biomedical and pharmacy professor Doug Coffin said Governor Steve Bullock placed too much emphasis on having a budget surplus and should instead send some of that money to higher education. I asked Governor Bullock about that when he visited our studios Monday.
You sit on the Board of Regents. What needs to be done to help University of Montana get back to where it needs to be?
You brought up two questions. One is sort of the ending fund balance, which we could sure talk about, and also university funding. That certainly the one thing that President Engstrom or others can't do is just necessarily say, I'm not going to do anything to address the funding shortfall. So applaud him for, you know, taking the initiative and trying to figure this out, and also I think bringing parts of the community together to do that. You know, I'm confident that Board of Regents ultimately, which I'm not a voting member, are, you know, I'm the head of the Board of Public Education, which is all of them together, but, and the Commissioner's Office and President Engstrom will turn the corner on this and get it figured out as we go forward. Now, at the state level, like we have again this past session froze college tuition. Now, what does that mean? Does that hamstring the overall university system? No, what that actually does is meaning we're bringing more state dollars to the table in lieu of what would happen for tuition increases. So,
but that ending fund balance that you talked about, that it wouldn't be appropriate to pull some of that out to help the University of Montana jumpstart its recruiting or do something to help it through this rough patch?
I mean, statutorily, that's not money that we can spend without legislative authorization anyway. I mean, from my perspective, Montana's one of a small handful of states that don't have a statutory rainy day fund. $300 million is a heck of a lot of money, but by the same token, on a $5 billion biennial budget, it's about a 6% reserve overall. And we don't become one of the most fiscally prudent states in the country by, you know, not having an ending fund balance for when the overall economy dips. But that's not money that I could take out of, you know, the state treasury and give to University of Montana as it hopefully comes around this little bend.
Do you think that's something the next legislative session might need to take up, is look at maybe finding a little more state funding for the university system?
If you look overall what's happened, you know, over probably the last three decades, it used to be about 70% of all higher ed funding came from the state, 30% from tuition and donors and everything else. That is almost completely switched. Montana's not unique in that respect. And in most respects, when you look at what's happened in other states, when it comes to both educational spending from the state level and tuition increases, we have a pretty good story to tell. I mean, if you lived in Wisconsin or Louisiana, effectively how they balanced their budget was by gutting state dollars to higher education. They weren't talking about increasing dollars to it. They actually gutted what they were spending. So I think we should always look at it going forward. I think these are tough budgetary decisions that President Engstrom's been making, but I think he's also been doing it in the right way and saying, can't wait for 2 years. Can't wait for 4 years.
You can hear more of our Monday interview with Governor Steve Bullock on our website, mtpr.org.